now in a new time slot of 9 o'clock every Monday morning. Crime Watch is your weekly source of all you need to know about crime and rule of law. What constitutes crime? Where do I report crime?
Police is not a stranger. It's helping you. There's always need for effective collaboration between the community and the law enforcement agencies.
How do I keep safe from crime?
What about a woman with disability on wheelchair? She cannot be able to protect herself from gender-based violence.
These questions and more are answered on Crime Watch from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Monday on Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Well, you are very welcome to Crime Watch program today. My name is Lucy Kiden, and I'll be taking you through the program from now till 10 o'clock when we'll have the news in Arabic. Today's topic is cattle related. We're looking at cattle related conflicts, and my guests will be joining me online all the way from WOW Field Office. And we have Mr. Joseph Magezi Manasse, who is the anti-cattle raiding unit focal point in WOW. Mr. Joseph, thank you for joining us this morning.
Glad to hear from you. My name is Joseph Magezi Manasse, focal point officer in WOW Field Office. I'm the police advisor in that area.
All right.
Glad to be hosted.
Thank you very much for making the time. And then joining him as well is David Mangok, who is the Secretary General for ICCSM, Marial by Agreement. David, you are welcome. I'm going to ask you to tell us what ICCSM is. But first, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. The ICCSM stands for Interstate Coordinating Committee on Cattle Seasonal Movement.
Okay, Interstate Coordinating Committee for Cattle...
On Cattle Season, Seasonal Movement.
Seasonal Movement,
that
yes. All right.
That is how the abbreviation ICCSM stands for.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you indeed. Thank you very much. And so good morning, everybody, as we have this talk on cattle-related conflicts. We're going to discuss more details on this, but you are welcome to share your views and your comments, dear listener. You can call on these numbers later on. Please note them, 0912-067879, 0912-068101, and 0912-067929. These are the numbers you can call, but you can also send a text message to 0912177141. If you have a strong view on the discussion or a question, those are the ways to contact us here on Radio Miraya. Now, getting straight into the topic, cattle-related conflicts is something that we probably need to understand. And I'm going to ask Magezi Manasse to help us understand what is the concept of cattle-related conflicts and cattle raiding.
Good morning once again, dear listeners. Cattle-related conflicts are conflicts or disputes or disagreements or misunderstandings that often arises or erupts amongst herders and the cattle keepers, or the conflicts or disagreements that normally arise between the herders and the farming communities. And this one, through that act of this conflict, they are caused by a number of factors. This which can lead to cattle raiding. Cattle raiding is the as well known as cattle rustling. Is an act of stealing
and plundering of cattle from one community or group of people or individuals by another community or group of people using force, intimidation, violence. The cattle riders are always armed with dangerous weapons. Among these weapons, they include firearms, pangas, spears, arrows and bows, ready to attack any person that can stand along their way to disrupt their act. And this causes conflict among the people who have been affected. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that explanation there, detailed explanation on what cattle-related conflicts are. These include cattle raiding, also known as cattle rustling. Okay, now coming to you, Mr. David, what are the examples of cattle-related conflicts?
Thank you very much. Actually, the cattle-related conflict in South Sudan are multifaceted, arising from a confluence of socio-economic, cultural, and environmental factors. Within this context, several examples illustrate the complexity and intensity of this dispute. So the hardest virtue, particularly, tension frequently emerge between herders who migrate with their livestock in search of grazing pasture, and pastoralist communities that rely on stable land for their own herd. These tensions may escalate into violence, confrontations, and both groups vie for limited resources. That is one. Secondly, the encroachment of farming activities into traditional grazing land often lead to conflict between pastoralists and farmers. Farmers seek to cultivate land for agricultural production, which can undermine the grazing rights of pastoralists and lead to violent disputes over territories. Thirdly, land ownership and usage rights are perennial sources of conflict. Disagreement over demarcations, ownership, and access to land can ignite violence, outbreak, and then particularly in regions where land in scarce or highly coveted. Fourth, historically rooted in cultural practice, cattle raiding persists as a significant source of conflict. Groups may raid one another. Cattle for economic gain or as a demonstration of strength, leading to cycles of retaliations and violence. Also, water conflicts. The access to water sources is crucial for both cattle and human populations as drought conditions intensify and water sources dwindle. Competitions for these vital resources can lead to several confrontations among communities.
Yeah.
And the grazing right. The struggle for grazing right is a common flashpoint for conflict where different ethnic groups assert claim over specific grazing land, resulting in disputes that can escalate into violence.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for listing and explaining some of the examples of cattle-related conflicts. And still to you, David, now that you've listed some of these conflicts, what are those underlying causes that lead to these conflicts taking place? Yes, you've listed the types and somehow they preempt the reason, but just you can explain a little bit more.
The cattle-related conflicts, the cattle-related conflicts can be caused by a variety of factors, include destruction of farms by the cattle. It can lead people to conflict. Killing of cows by the farm owner can also cause a conflict. And then we have what so-called head speech. It's one of the another problem. When your cattle enter the farm of somebody and you use the head speech, can cause a conflict.
What are
and
some of these?
Contamination of water source.
Allow me just come in when you come say ahead. When you say use of hate speech against them. What are those hate speeches? What does this mean specifically?
The hate speech is just the lack of respect. Lack of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Your cattle are destroy the farm of somebody and you don't want to respect the owner of farm, you are using power because the illegal positions of arm in the hand of people become a problem in a problem related to cattle
conflict.
Conflict, yes. So this is what I mean by head speech. When you tell somebody which is something which is not good, then he will be come unhappy with you. So this is one of the problems.
Yes.
And then we have also the harassment, female harassment is one of the another problem that is very important. We have to address on it because the cattle keepers sometimes they go to the farming land and they rape. The wives of the farmers. This can cause another problem, and then the land pressure, population grow harder, may lose access to grazing land. Also, we have a disregard for local traditional authorities, and land use permits and pastoralists may compete for land use for the grazing and growing crops. And then the problem of drought, sometimes when drought comes, there will be no water for the cattle, for the cattle and even the grass. So they move to the land, to the farmer's land to graze their cattle. That caused another conflict because the cattle will not go and stay without destructing the farms. See, these are the things that the cattle conflict came in.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. And so coming to you now, Mr. Joseph Magezi, you've been working together with the community, like this committee that coordinates the interstate cattle seasonal movement, and then also the police. How is UNMOS addressing or combating these cattle-related conflicts? This is UNPOL, yes.
Yes. The UNPOL stands for United Nations Police.
Yes.
The United Nations Police plays a very big role, a significant role in fighting or combating cattle-related conflicts by supporting maintaining of law and order in conflict-affected areas. Amongst these roles, there is prevention and mitigating conflict in areas affected with the conflict or disputes of cattle related in nature. United Nations Police work hand in hand with the local authorities and stakeholders to identify early warning signs of potential cattle-related conflicts, such as cattle rights, dispute over grazing land and water sources, and help in mediation of such disputes to prevent escalation into violence. They also play another role by supporting rule of law. They strengthen the rule of law by training and mentoring the National Police Service officers to effectively respond to cattle-related crimes such as cattle raiding, rapes, because there are so many cases that are committed during the raid. The rape, murders, kidnapping, and other cases. Not only that, still the ANPO play another crucial role of protecting civilians. They normally deploy ANPOs to protect the civilians, including those affected by cattle-related conflicts from harm. This normally through conducting of patrols, providing security escort, and also they can establish checkpoints after consultation with the National Police to prevent movement of armed groups in certain areas. Not only that, they play a crucial role of facilitating dialogues and reconciliation. This role of facilitating, like alternative dispute resolution mechanism, they help to build trust and promote reconciliation. Mm-hmm. They also assist in establishing community-based dispute resolution mechanism targeting the cattle-related conflicts. Not only that, the ANPO provide training programs to National Police Service, community watch groups, police community relations committees, which we call PCRCs, and other law enforcement agencies.
Yes.
That focusing on community policing.
Okay.
So very many roles that they play. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. And you've just mentioned police, and I know you work together with the police. So all these things you've mentioned, some of them are mirrored by the police as well. And after receiving training, they have to implement. So just lay it out for us, the National Police. What is the expectation for the National Police in terms of how they can work with the community to ensure that these conflicts are prevented? And then if they happened, of course, are resolved. But let's look more at prevention.
Thank you so much. The South Sudan National Police play a significant role in mitigating and managing cattle-related conflicts through various strategies and initiatives. One, they are tasked to maintain law and order, to upholding law and order in areas affected by cattle-related conflict. This is done to prevent violence, protect civilians, and enforce the rule of law and prevent escalating of violence. Also, the National Police Service is tasked to provide security for cattle immigrating groups, recognizing the importance of safe immigration routes for pastoralists,
the national police ensures security along these pathways to reduce the incidence of clashes between the pastoralists and the farmer and the farming communities. They also are tasked to investigate and prosecute crimes. You see, there are so many crimes that these cattle-related conflicts that arise from there, like
yes.
rapes,
mm-hmm.
murder, as I told you. And
yes.
They are tasked to engage in investigating and prosecuting of those crimes associated to the cattle riding. This legal approach serves to deter potential offenders and enforce community trust in the rule of law. More to that, they also tasked to mediate disputes. They often act as mediators in dispute related to cattle conflicts by employing negotiation techniques to resolve tensions before they escalate into violence. Not only that, they're also supposed to conduct patrols and surveillance regularly to serve as a deterrent mechanism against the potential conflict. This enables the police to respond swiftly in emerging these facts.
Okay.
Not only that, they are also tasked to collaborate with other security agencies like the military if they see that now they can't do it alone because they can't reach anywhere. They are also tasked to collaborate with those other stakeholders like also the ANPO, like also the national security and the military. So they have to collaborate together so that they can combat this crime. They also tasked to train their officers so that they can manage to handle these cases related to cattle conflicts. They also support community-led initiatives to engage the communities through dialogues and other participatory initiatives to focus local ownership of conflict-resolving processes.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many tasks that they have to do, and
yes.
their role is to keep law and order.
Yes.
Yeah, they have also to respond to emergencies like that.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Joseph, for laying out what the police is meant to do during to prevent, mitigate, and also manage cattle conflicts, cattle-related conflicts. Now, coming back to you, David Molok, you are here representing the committee that is coordinating this agreement as well, Mariel Bai Agreement. First, tell us, what is it? What is this Mariel Bai Agreement, briefly, and then you can share what role it's playing in combating cattle-related conflicts over there in Western Bargazal.
Thank you very much. Mariel Bai Agreement, the community agreement that was made by the community, the whole partnership from Warabi State and Western Bargazali State, they set in 2013 to have a conference in Bosri, and then they come up with very good resolutions on how to address the problem of cattle keepers and the farmers. And again, it was revised in Rorojong in 2014 and signed in Mariel Bai on 17 November 2016. So the Mariel Bai Agreement is a significant initiative that has been instrumental in reducing conflicts between the cattle keepers and the farmers. In three states now, we have add in a will become one of the part of this agreement. So it become the tri-state now, Western Bargazali State, Warab State and Northern Barkha Valley State. So the agreement outlines rules for resolving cattle migration-related conflict, procedures for seeking permission to move cattle, guidelines for addressing the dispute that may arise during the cattle migration season. Also, the agreement also provides a framework for addressing age-specific and gender-related drivers of violence and promote a dialogue between the cattle keepers and farmers in any destruction that took place or the cow is killed, so they sit together to make the dialogue instead of violence. Maria Albay agreement also has been revised and updated to ensure its effectiveness in reducing tensions and conflict between farmers and the cattle herders. Also, Maria Albay agreement, a secretariat play a vital role in implementing and monitoring the agreement, also to bring together land-owning farmers and pastoralists, local authorities, youth and women's representatives, members of the Interstate Corridor Committee, members of the Monitoring Committee, members of Dispute Resolution Committee, together in that conference, led by the government of the tri-states, ministers of local government and law enforcement agencies, to review and discuss the agreement provision. By facilitating dialogue and cooperation between these stakeholders, the secretariat helped to ensure the agreement is effective in reducing cattle-related conflict and promoting peaceful stability in the tri-states.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, David. And still, I will push this to you as we now go towards concluding this show. There is a question that I'm going to forward to you. Now, if you have a question, I have room for just two callers. You can call in right now on 0912-067-879, 0912-068101, or 0912-067-979. Also, if you'd like to send a text message, you can do that on 0912-177-141. Now, Mr. McGaugh, you are the focal point for this. You're the Secretary General for this committee that is coordinating the interstate cattle seasonal movement. And there's a question here that I'm going to address to you, and maybe you can answer it. This is from Gabriel Chol Mayek from Chibuet County. His question is this. Nobody is above the law, so why not government make disarmament? So then what I put to you, because you're not the government, is what are you doing in terms of disarmament? Because this has been a call for a long time, because the conflict comes from the fact that they are armed. And this is something you also mentioned earlier, the causes. These people are armed. So what is being done in terms of disarmament as far as your committee is concerned?
Thank you very much. That is a very good question. Actually, in Resolution 9 in the Maria Albay Agreement, talk about the firearms in the hand of the authorized people. So the Resolution 10 says the issue of arms is the responsibility of the government of the three states. The government is the right person to disarm these people, because since we talk seriously about the problem of guns in the hand of unauthorized people, those people actually, we don't know where they get these arms. And they used to kill themselves with the same arms. Ever since that happened in South Sudan, is under responsibility of the government. Concerning arms is the responsibility of government. So we, in any conference that community do every year in Western Barkha Valley State, The three states, they talk about firearms in the hand of communities that the government should support to disarm these people. But we have never seen any disarmament took place. So we are a committee. We don't have right to disarm somebody who is owning guns. So it is not our mandate.
And indeed,
so
yes.
That is a problem. The problem actually is the responsibility of the full responsibility of the government. It's not for the committee.
All right. And now this resolution is in the agreement, and you are like the custodians of the agreement. What are you doing to ensure that this resolution is realized? How are you engaging with government in that regard to ensure that time will come when they actually lead the process of disarmament? Are there some interventions ongoing? What exactly, or if there's none, what are you planning to do? Yes.
Actually, instead of that, because we don't have right to disarm the somebody who is with arms in his hand,
mm-hmm.
We manage to consult them. We use them to call them and train them on conflict resolution and management, and then trauma. This is what we are now doing to them, and some of them, they reduce, they don't use arms. Especially in the side of Warab, there is a place called Quite South to question us. They are not taking arms after cattle. We used to prevent them, not anyone to take arms to follow the cattle. So they have implemented that and they have agreed on it.
Okay.
So that is why Juriba County and part of Warab, Warab State, they don't have any problem because of that problem. So. The problem of arms is really, really a very big problem in our community. It needs the government to address it. And we are always talking to the government, especially in annual conference. We talk about the firearms in the unauthorized people. But firearms, the government should support to disarm them. But there is nothing materialized. Sorry for that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, David. And now as we conclude the conversation, this is the season for cattle movement. It is January. The start of the year is the season. So, David, what message do you have for the communities? We're speaking to both crop farmers and as well the cattle herders.
Actually, for me, this year, last year in 2024, there was an earlier movement from Tony South to side of Juriba County, and also from Tony Goreal North to part of Juriba County in Kangi Payam. The earlier movement caused by the flood, the Warab was all covered by the flood, so the people ran out with their cattle to the highland in Juriba County, and that earlier migration caused a very big destruction of farms, and the committee managed to resolve those things such that people should not go back to the fighting. So for me, I want to ask the government to see the problem of arms in the hand of unauthorized people to disarm them. That is a very good question from the from my colleague from
Chaibet County.
From Chaibet,
mm-hmm. Gabriel Chol.
Talk about that. Even his people are still disturbing people from up to south now. Before some days, there was a cattle raiding in that side. So the problem of arms in the hand of people needs to be addressed by the government amicably so that people can come back peacefully.
All right.
If there is no guns in the hand of the civilian, there will be no cattle raiding,
mm-hmm.
there will be no anything.
Okay.
But the prison of arms in the hand of people become a problem.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now to you, Joseph, what is your final remark?
Thank you so much, madam. I'm so glad. Now, my final remark, not the least, I urge you, the entire South Sudan community, to embrace peace and love each other and live as brothers and sisters. Unimis
is here in South Sudan for peace, to support the community and the United and the National Police Service in maintaining peace and security. We should know that the value of peace is immeasurable and is worth is and its worth is known when it's not there or in its absence. Peace is the most vital component in sustaining economic development. Humanity revolves around peace. I urge you, all the citizens, to start peace from their bedrooms.
Okay.
Then peace in their home compounds, peace in the in their neighborhood and villages, peace in the in their states, and peace in the entire country. Thank you for listening to me.
All right.
May God bless you.
Thank you very much for making the time to be on Crime Watch Show today. Do have a wonderful day.
Likewise.
Yes, this has brought us to the end of Crime Watch program. As we were speaking on cattle-related conflict, we had our guest, police advisor Joseph Magezi Manasseh, who is a focal point for anti-cattle raiding unit in WAO field office. And we also have David Magog, Secretary General for the Interstate Coordinating Committee for Cattle Seasonal Movement in the state there. And he was he's also Secretary General for the Marial Bay Agreement. Up next, we do have the news in Arabic coming up. Stay tuned for more programming that will also follow right here on Radio Mirai, the voice of peace. I'm Lucy Kiden. Bye-bye.